This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged. That's always a good one, too. You know, it's one thing to sit there and watch. It's another thing altogether. Yeah, it'll work in a minute. Give it time. It's another thing altogether, you know, to interact with other people. At least that's how I see it. You know, I mean, really, what you want to do is, you know, when you, and I do it on the show. I hear what other people have to say, and I don't always agree, but it does open up my mind. Look, at first today, with all the news reports I was hearing, I'm thinking, okay, they're playing up the Trump thing again. You know, here we go again. I'm so tired of hearing this garbage. And then there were more and more people on the right that were coming out against what Trump was saying. And not that I want to come out hard against what he was saying. We don't know what went on for 4.5 hours earlier in the day in those meetings, do we? And I guess, can you find a tweet that Trump put out on the plane, maybe? Yeah, because, you know, he summed it up in a tweet. I wish, for God's sakes, it's really funny. It's kind of like you see the tweet and you get tense, right? But there's times when he puts a tweet out and you go, oh, sweet Jesus, don't do that. And then this time he puts out a tweet and you go, why couldn't you say that from the podium? Why couldn't you say that during the press news source, whatever? It would have been so much better. But, again, I'm not him. I don't have the inside information. And you guys didn't vote for me for president. You voted for him. It's really that simple. Speaking of voting for president, what do you think about Hillary 2020? Sound like something you might be excited? Actually, I would be excited. I'd love for her to run again. I'd love for her to run the campaign she ran last time. I mean, has she gone through... Is she going to go through 2 years or 4 years of how to connect with people? What kind of class is she going to take that might or might not help her? I mean, seriously, think about it. I would love to see her take a shot at it again. Because the only thing she's been doing for the last 2 years is talking about how it was stolen from her and how everybody came against her and how she really didn't do anything herself. Nothing has been her fault. Have you noticed? Nothing has been her fault. Now, there's been buzz circulating lately that Hillary Clinton may still have her eye on the Oval Office and is considering stepping back into the ring to take another shot at the 2020 presidential election. Right? Maybe she's taking that whole thing, quitters never win, way too far. What do you think? But again, she spent so much time fixated on this other crud, whatever you want to call it. I don't know how she's going to get ahead. I don't know how she's going to take a chance on any of this. So, I mean, even what I love about this, even writing the book, what happened? I can tell you what happened. I know you won't call me. I know you won't listen to me. But I can tell you what happened. That's easy. I'm sorry. Her publisher could have saved a few tens of thousands of trees and sent her a two-word email. It would have been really easy. You lost. I mean, that simple, really. Now, she'd been, I mean, and again, the fact that she won't take responsibility for anything is what really, really floors me. It's really funny because nothing is her fault. Absolutely nothing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563.
Echo.
You have an echo?
Yes.
Well, maybe it's me. Let's see. Let's try that and this. And how's that? That should go away in a second.
Thank you.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Much obliged, as they say, in your part of the world. She went so far to write a book, What Happened? Her publisher could have saved a bunch of trees. Perhaps the basket of excuses she's been carrying around is a misguided attempt at trying to rehab her. There's no way to rehab her image. How are you going to fix that? You're going to go back out to all those places and be nice? You're going to pull back the deplorables content? I mean, that comment? I mean, look at, yeah, how are you going to fix the Bernie Sanders thing? I mean, look at, if the Dems forgive her for everything she did to their party, forget about everybody else. For everything she did to their party, for everything she did to Bernie Sanders, then I will get in agreement with some who say that there's a sickness going on there, that it's a mental issue going on there. Now, I can see forgiving, because we're called to forgive. But do you let her in again? You're the idiot. You keep electing people like Maxine Waters, Jackson Lee. I mean, these are all the... I'm not even suggesting, because I don't want to get you that mad, I'm not even suggesting that you have other, Republicans take the seat. You got other Democrats that do that actually have IQs that could make a difference in those places. But you got a Maxine Waters out there telling people to start trouble, to be violent, and you're okay with that? How does that fit? You know, people who say that I'm mean and nasty. I've never called for anybody to be hit. I've never called for anybody to be accosted at a restaurant or supermarket or any place like that. But yet you guys get behind someone like that. I think it's hilarious. Let's see what the Dems do with this whole thing with DeLeon and Feinstein. This will be a lot of fun. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Never mind it. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Yeah. We are back. You can see the real side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No, really, seriously, it is a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for taking the time to listen and to watch and to pay attention during the show. Some of you catch me making mistakes. I get it, and I appreciate it so much. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend on the air and in the chat room, and just being involved and being engaged. That means, you know, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that we've all been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. All right, here's another good one. Producer Tammy loves when I throw these things at her at a million miles an hour. But some of these are too good to give up. And I was talking to a buddy of mine today who, like, where do you come up with these stories? He goes, I don't come up with them. They're real. It's not a joke. They're real. And I don't have to come up with them. They do that themselves at the college level. So as I said earlier, the University of Minnesota, they are currently considering a new policy that would mandate that students and professors use preferred pronouns when addressing colleagues and classmates. Failure to adhere to the requirement would carry penalties up to and including expulsion or termination. So let me ask you a question. Where's the guidelines? Like, if they decide there's something different, because remember, all these young people, when they talk about this, they talk about gender being fluid. And I don't know who's telling them this garbage. But gender is not fluid. It doesn't change from minute to minute, moment to moment, day to day, hour to hour, year to year, month to month, week to week. This is what they're saying. So apparently their biology teacher has absolutely no right in teaching biology. There's got to be a different way to approach this. Because again, the beauty behind this, the reason I think this is so rich and beautiful and wonderful, is the fact that they come unglued at us for not believing in science. Well, they think we don't believe in science. But they come unglued on conservative Christians because we don't believe in science in their mind. Yet, it isn't even a fact. They believe in science. They believe it almost as a godlike stature. And they reject it. Come on, think about this. They're rejecting science. There's no other way to put this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. University of Minnesota is considering a new policy that would mandate the use of preferred pronouns, or they're going to let you go. According to the policy, currently titled Equity and Access, yeah, equity my butt, gender identity, gender expression, names and pronouns, members of the academic institute, they're expected to use the names and the gender identities and pronouns specified to them by the university members. So in other words, do you wear a different badge on different days that you're feeling a different way? If these days that you're identifying as a female, okay, and you want to be identified, I don't know. I'm asking in all sincerity. Do you have a drawer full of badges that you can put on or nameplates to let you know? I mean, let me tell you. Here's the part that makes it so crazy to understand. And they'll say that's because I'm uneducated. I'm going to say it's just because you're being stupid. But that's just my uneducated way of laying it out there. Because the Kennesaw State University, right, their LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG Resource Center, recently put a pamphlet together. Not recently, but it's been a while. But they put a pamphlet together to explain all of these. And I got to tell you, I'm not the dumbest guy in the room. But even after looking at the pamphlet, I still don't get it. It has the whole chart to help students to conjugate, which is where they probably thinks means something it doesn't. They're conjugating these new words, V-E-E-Y, V-E-X-E-V-E-N-E. What does it mean? Along with traditional gender pronouns such as he and she. I mean, am I the only one? Right? Is this just making anybody else crazy, or is it just me? The gender-neutral pronouns pamphlet, a copy of which was obtained by Campus Reform, tells students that some people don't feel like traditional gender pronouns or fit their gender identities, and thus the list needs to be changed. These pronouns are accompanied by a conjunction chart to list how they might be used as subject, object, possessive pronoun, and reflective. For example, to refer to a student who identifies as knee, one could say knee laughed, or that is nerds. Are you slamming your head? You're going to lose it over there, aren't you? Need a bucket? To refer to a student who identifies as V-E, the pamphlet explains that one should say, Viv, eyes gleam, or I called Burr. These sound like the kind of words I used in high school when I had way too much to drink. Oh, sweet Jesus, what?
Shouldn't make fun of people with speech impediments.
Oh, God. And you know what? They even talk about calling people in the single, looking at somebody like me and calling me a they. I mean, I know I'm large, but I ain't that big. And they say, if I don't call somebody who wants to refer to as they, then I can get in trouble for that. But that goes against basic English. Look at, if you want to, this is why I say to you, it makes no sense, so it's hard to do anything for them. So if you want to go by these other kind of weird pronouns that don't seem to make sense, but then on top of that, you want me to look at you and call you a they? I'm sorry, I'd be insulted. Why are you calling me a they? I ain't that fat. I may look like two people standing there, but I ain't that fat. You see what I'm saying? You see how confusing this gets? Back to the original article coming out of the University of Minnesota. If you don't use these properly, you could be fined or fired. Isn't that great? The policy, which reportedly began circulating earlier this year, would also allow students to use school facilities based on their preferred gender identity and not their sex assignment at birth. I was getting so sick of hearing your sex assignment. We will talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Annual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. How did the meeting between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin go? Tennessee Republican Bob Corker, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, puts it bluntly.
The president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona was even more blunt.
I thought it was shameful, and I never thought I'd see an American president throw the intelligence community under the bus like that and agree with a dictator, authoritarian like he did. So it's not a good day for the country.
Former Obama CIA Director John Brennan says the press conference was nothing short of treasonous. Mr. Trump chose Putin's denial over the assessment of U.S. intelligence agencies by saying he doesn't see any reason why Russia would interfere in U.S. elections. Coming to the president's defense, Senator Rand Paul tells ABC it's okay to be civil on the world stage. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Come on, it's happy stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, again, right back to... Let's just jump on it. I mean, you can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can also buy my coffee cup. Come on, coffee tastes better in a TRS mug, I'm telling you. Tastes much better. And you could buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been told and taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to. Not only do you not have to, you shouldn't be. You really shouldn't be. But anyway, I'll leave that up to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We were talking... very much talking about the University of Minnesota that has now said if you don't use the pronoun that they want you to, that person wants you to, you can be fired. Now, earlier we talked about a story where I would be referred to as what? A cis male, right? The cis male, cis female. So their terminology was cis male. Well, I don't want you to call me a cis male. I am a male. It's that simple. I don't have to have all the letters around it. It's a male. Okay? And I know that just totally frosts some people. Right? You want to be called cis female? Good for you. That's fine. Do not call me a cis male. I would love to get on a campus, have somebody call me a cis male, and I'd have them fired immediately, right away, if not sooner. Individuals may access gender-specific facilities that correspond with their gender identities and may participate in the activities and programs consistent with their gender identities, including but not limited to housing, restroom, locker rooms, recreational services, and activities, the camp programs, and the proposal. You know, the nude yoga classes, I'm sure, would be one heck of a place to participate in, if you get my drift. Boom-boom-tsh. Thank you. Individuals will not be required to use gender-specific facilities that are inconsistent with their gender identities or use gender-inclusive options because their sex assigned at birth or sex listed on a legal document differ from their gender identity or gender expression. You know what? So legal documents don't mean anything anymore. The parts and pieces you're born with don't mean anything anymore. Hang it up. That's it. You're done. The university explains that the document is needed to further support transgender and gender nonconforming. See, now, gender nonconforming, I probably could buy into. Right? You don't conform with the gender and the parts and the pieces you had at birth. Okay, fine. Good for you. But don't force us to take that as, well, look, here's the simple thing. It's not science. It's just not science. To accomplish these goals, the policy includes a lengthy list of punishments. Whoa, we're getting draconian now? To discourage, discriminate, and harass based on gender identity. Discrimination or harassment based on gender identity or gender expression may result in appropriate responsive action. What's appropriate action? I mean, seriously. Let me see. This ought to be good. Do they really have a guide for this? Because this is, like, really crazy if they do. Is it rude to ask someone what their pronouns are? I mean, seriously. If you look at if somebody's kind of looking like maybe they're not what they... See how confusing this can get? Appear to be? What do you do? Do you say to them, what are you? What do you identify it? What pronoun should I use I remember in my day, if you said to somebody, hey, miss, she would say to you, I prefer Ms, because that was a big thing in the 70s, MZ or something like that. MS? Was it MS? Yes. Wow. Okay, well, fine. Ms it is. And there wasn't a whole bunch of stuff being thrown back. And the next time I saw that person, I remember to call him Ms. It wasn't the end of the world. We didn't take it that way. We've now become so politically correct, and we're still there to a big degree. You know, we're still there. And those things are, I guess, a big deal. Even some people still don't want you to say Merry Christmas because it upsets them greatly. I don't know why or how. It's not the end of the world. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And they have guides. What I love the most is they actually have guides out for this kind of stuff to help make it so you don't make a mistake. Anyway, in an interview with the Star Tribune, Gabrielle Mead, assistant director from the school's Equal Opportunity Affirmation Action Office, underscored that the policy has not yet been finalized, just in the intent to be able to create more access in an inclusive environment. Why not just tell them? Why not just allow them? Why not just oh my God, I'm going to say a nasty word. Why not discuss with them? What do you think? Right? I mean, truly, if you have people that you're talking with, that you have a relationship with, they're not going to care if you ask them how they want to be referred to. Right? I was talking about earlier about the Hillary 2020. I didn't finish that one, right? I never finished that one, no. No, I touched on it because I think what happened was I got that acid reflux thing starting to happen. So I went on to another story because I didn't want to burn my throat. Now, if you think about it, you know, it sounds like insanity, but think about what's going on in the Democrat Party. And I would welcome her running. I'm sorry, guys, but I would. And the biggest reason I would welcome her running is she would just split the party. She would just rip the party apart. She actually believes she's still well-loved and well-respected in the party. But everything she's doing, the things that she's stepping out on, kind of looks like she's going to do something here shortly. Now, I guess earlier in the week, Lenny Davis, who used to advise Bill Clinton, publicly discouraged her from running. He said, for her sake and the family's sake, reading between the lines, she's either seriously considering another run or someone important in the Clinton world wants to go for it. Must be her daughter. I know her daughter's talking about, you know, Chelsea, remember her? She had been talking about running for senator. And right now the Democrats are in such disarray. They have no message. They have no direction. You know? The love Trump's hate's even faded away to just hate Trump. President Trump is an anomaly to them. They can't wrap their minds around him. They can't get why people voted for him. They just don't understand it. Right? They think he should be easily beatable, you know? But their dirty little secret, their dirty little problem is they don't have a good candidate. They don't, I mean, forgive me, some of you are going to fall over when I say this, but they don't have somebody as appealing as a Barack Obama was. Nobody. They're already fractured. If she runs for a third term, for a third shot, it's going to show you how disconnected she actually is. Don't you think? And moving forward, they're already in chaos. They're already disorganized. I mean, they're on the streets. They're threatening reporters outside the Supreme Court. They sent out press releases, remember? And theirs don't say, you know, insert name here. Theirs just have two X's like you're supposed to know to put a name there. Think about the stuff that they jumped on. They jumped from DACA to kids being separated from their parents at the border. Now, well, we forgot, what's her name? The pole dancer, Stormy Daniels. DACA, kids being separated from their parents at the border. Now the Supreme Court justice. Just moral outrage after moral outrage after moral outrage. And in their minds, they're all true, and they're all worth the time. Right? And now the Clintons. Seriously. I would encourage her to run. I think it would be wonderful. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back. What? I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation always. I mean, I don't care whether it's in the chat room. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us, the time you spend engaged and involved and truly, truly, not kind of, sort of, not a little bit here and there, but truly being part of the conversation, as well you should be. You know, you guys can always send me stories, too, that you want me to do. You send them to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. One of these days I'll get smart and I'll make what are they called? Aliases. So you guys can send the stories at therealside.com. But I don't care about any of that right now. That whole, you know, again, you don't know how much that bothers me. And I realize that I can't do anything about it. But that whole love trumps hate thing. Right? And they expect us to understand. I will never understand saying that love trumps hate while you're there burning down a building, stomping on a police car, smashing somebody's window. Where's the love there? None that I know of. And I'm not saying there's no idiots in them, right? Of course there are. But we call ours out. We call out what they do wrong. And we get, hopefully, I get on their case. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, President Trump, I love this stuff. Now, I told you earlier my problem with some of the things that he said and did. And he just, it could have, let's just be honest with each other. He could have done a better job. And one of the tweets that he sent out after, you know, after he got back on the plane, Air Force One, he was trying to, I think he was trying to make, I won't say amends, but I think he was responding to what he was seeing coming through on all media channels, including Fox. And he said in a tweet, as I said today and many times before, I have great confidence in my intelligence people. However, I also recognize that in order to build a brighter future, we can't exclusively focus on the past. As the world's two largest nuclear powers, we must get along. Now, if he had said that, right? If he had said that from the dais, from the podium, whatever, it would have been so much easier. They would have had less to come at him for. Right? It's really that simple for me. You know, you look at it, again, if we don't call out our own, if we don't talk about when ours make a mistake, we have no business talking about when they make a mistake. Absolutely none. Then later in the day, he says, I'd rather take a political risk in pursuit of peace than to risk peace in pursuit of politics. See, I don't see it as him sucking up, right? I don't see him sucking up to Putin. At least that's not what I got out of it. I saw a man try not to make war and to keep peace, but I think he went too far. Again, my personal opinion. You don't have to agree with me. That's what's great about this country, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Wow. This is great. So, a daycare owner, nah, I don't want to do that one. Never mind. I want to go back to the CIA one. You know, Brennan today, you know, the former CIA director, John Brennan, he called the president basically a traitor. And the problem with these Dems is that they don't understand or they don't remember that the interweb exists. This is why they wanted so much power for it. They wanted to control it so much a while back. At least I think so. And I think the reason they wanted to control it was because once you control it, right, you can decide what pops up and what doesn't, what we see and what we don't see. Now, it's really rich that Brennan would call President Trump a traitor. I mean, rich. As back in 2016, he took a polygraph test to enter the CRA, he said, at one point. John Brennan on Thursday recalled being asked a standard question for top security clearance at his early CIA lie detector test. Now, I want you to think about this clearly. Pay attention and think. Have you ever worked with or for a group? Let me rephrase this. I want you to answer this question. I don't care if you're in a room full of people or by yourself. I want you to answer this question. And I don't want you to hesitate. I want you just to think, and then I want you to think about how long it took you to answer the question. The question on a lie detector test for him. Have you ever worked with or for a group that was dedicated to overthrowing the U.S.? No. Right? I mean, I don't know about you guys. I can't answer. I can answer for me. No. That simple. Notice I didn't hesitate. I didn't have to take a breath. I didn't have to think. I didn't have to gulp. No. Brennan said, I froze. Why would you freeze? And that was during a panel discussion about diversity in the intelligence community at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual conference back in 1980. He said, I thought back to a previous election where I voted and I voted for the Communist Party candidate. Hello? Have I lost you? He voted for the Communist Party candidate. Why would you do that? Now, Brennan was responding to a question about barriers to recruiting diverse candidates for the intelligence fields, including whether the past records of activism could hurt someone applying later in life. Well, yes. I think unless you can prove for 30 years plus that you've loved and been part of America, yes, I would use that against you. You don't switch overnight. The CIA says the director of the agency's mission is to protect the values of the Constitution, which include free speech. Yeah, but you're supposed to protect us against enemies. Someone who wants to take over the government, John, is an enemy. It's funny how they get legalistic, they get verbatim with the word when it covers them. But when it gets in their way, they get real wishy-washy about it, don't they? He said, we've all had our indiscretions, adding neither some drug experimental or nor activism was a non-starter. I would not be up here if that was disqualifying. He proceeded to tell the story of his test. He says, I froze because I was getting so close to coming to the CIA and said, okay, here's the choice, John. You can deny that the machine is probably going to go, you know, wacko, or I can acknowledge it and see what happens. Now, I think the thing here is, why have the thought? So you're willing to lie to get a position where we want people the highest integrity? Yeah, makes sense to me. God. At that moment, I chose to be forthcoming. I said I was neither Democrat or Republican, but it was my way as I was going to college, of signaling my unhappiness with the system and the need for change. I said, I'm not a member of the Communist Party, so the polygrapher looked at me and said, okay. And when I was finished with the polygraph, I left and said, well, I'm screwed. But he got his admission notice to CIA, and he was relieved. See, I don't know, so what are the grounds? That would be my question. How do you get fired or not accepted? How, you know, it's just amazing. There is no common ground between what took place against the Dems when it came to the FBI and what takes place against the Republicans or conservatives. Right? I mean, it's just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Write it down because you're going to use it for next time. Anyway, listen. It is an election year. If you're a never-Trumper or an always-Trumper, do not count out the other side because your options are dismal. Socialism is rising up like crazy in the Democrat Party. They've got candidates running all over the place. They don't have a leader. They can't agree as to what their foundational beliefs are. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Really, seriously, think about how you can help your candidate. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.